Hello everyone, this is Sean Kennedy, the Editorial Director and Interim Editor-in-Chief for the American Journal of Nursing.
And I'm Christine Moffa, the Clinical Editor at AJN.
And we're here to present the August highlights for AJN. The August issue is a very summary issue right from the cover. The cover shows children with cystic fibrosis running on the beach. They're at a cystic fibrosis camp. And Christine, why don't you talk a little bit about the article on cystic fibrosis?
Well, our CE feature is original research, and this is from Paula Harf Lomnes and Susan B. Fowler. It came to their attention that some of their patients with CF only found out that they had the illness after they gave birth to children that had CF. So I didn't even know this, and I have taken care of CF patients, but apparently even though we do prenatal testing to look for the genetic markers of cystic fibrosis, there actually are types of the disease that don't come up on the test. And so you can go through life having a milder form of cystic fibrosis, not know it, and then give birth to a child who has symptoms. So it's very interesting, and we talk about the implications for parents who are now getting a double whammy, finding out not only that they have an illness, but their child has an illness and all the treatments that go along with it.
I did a podcast interview with Paula Lomas, and she does talk about this aspect, that how it's it really is difficult because it's really a time-consuming disease, because every day they have to do some kind of therapy, chest percussion therapy, and have medications for managing lung illnesses. So it is a great article, and I would also urge you to listen to the podcast. That's at ajnonline.com.
And it's also really interesting because they've come so far. 20 years ago, people were dying of this at school age. Now they're living well into their 30s, 40s, even 50s. So there's a lot more nurses are going to be seeing patients that have this.
Mm-hmm. And another article we actually have two articles that I think really demonstrate how effective nurses can be in changing either practice issues or health environmental issues. In one article that we have, it's in our Environments and Health column, and in this article, Michelle Lauer and colleagues Betty Kettle and Marla Davis write about their work in educating people about the hazards of flushing drugs, unused medications mostly down the toilet. It really is a problem when we have all these unused drugs out that get out into the environment, especially into the water. They record in their article several studies explaining what the hazards are, and then they have very specific programs and provide the details of what they did within their communities to do these, what they call take back programs. So that's a really interesting article. The other article in our Cultivating Quality column is on reducing rates of catheter-associated urinary tract infections. And of course, this is a big issue in hospitals today. And Joyce Wenger writes about what their organization did in terms of changing systems and really just having a nurse-managed catheter management program in her hospital. So Christine, why don't you tell them about our next article?
Oh yes, our Sexually Speaking column by Ann Katz. This month is on sexual changes during and after pregnancy. I'm sure most people know that having a child can impact a relationship between the parents, and it also impacts the sexual part of the relationship, usually for the worse. So it's not an easy conversation always to bring up with your patient, and Ann Katz goes through some things that nurses can do to help guide the patient that's experiencing this.
Mm-hmm. We also have in this month, which I'm excited about since I do like nursing history very much, some historical nursing features. One that we have is pulled actually right from AJN's own archives. We reprinted an article from our June 1937 issue called Vacation Hazards. And there's some very helpful hints, but more than that, it gives you an idea of how people wrote, what people's concerns were, and it's just a fun read, and we thought you'd enjoy it for the summer. And if people do continue to like this, we have such a wealth of information and articles in the archives detailing nurses' lives and nurses' work from the turn of the last century, from 1900. So we're going to continue to do this if it's well received. So please let us know if you like that. The other piece we have is called Look in our Looking Back column, is on Mary Maud Brewster. And while many people know Lillian Wall's name and connect her with the Henry Street Settlement, very few people are aware that she was not the only one to do this. She had her classmate, Mary Maud Brewster, who was her partner in setting up the Henry Street Settlement. So this article kind of gives Mary Maud Brewster her due, I think. So
it's about time.
It is about time. We also have a profile of two nurses in Hawaii who have a radio show. So that's an interesting read as well. And that wraps it up for the print issue, but we have a couple of neat things happening on the blog.
Well, in keeping with our historical point of view, we have Susan Hassmiller from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is over and going to England to go on a tour of Florence Nightingale's home in celebration of the 100th anniversary of her death.
Yeah, she's not just stopping at, she's not just visiting there. She will be taking the museum, but it's really kind of an exciting tour. She's getting to stay in Wembley, which is the Florence Nightingale, her family home. And then she's also going on to Turkey, and she'll be visiting the barracks at Scutari, where Florence Nightingale did most of her work that she's known for with the soldiers from the Crimean War. So it's an exciting tour, and we're really excited that Sue is going to be blogging for us while she's on the road visiting all these different sites. So you can check out the blog post. The first one's up today, and it's at ajnoffthecharts.com. So be sure to check out that. What else should they be checking out?
Well, there's Facebook, which I'm constantly updating, and we have some great conversations going on there, and Twitter. And have they invented any new ones yet?
Not at the moment that I know of. I'm sure there'll be some new blog, new social media venues coming up, and we'll be sure to get on them so you can connect with us. So we hope you enjoy this month's issue of AJN. Please make sure you let us know what you like, what you don't like. If you have ideas for things we should be covering and we're not, please let us know. You can reach me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
Or you can reach me at christine.moffa@walterskluwer.com.
So thanks very much for listening, and thanks very much for reading AJN.